Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the PhoneBox Retail Limited earnings call. All participants are currently muted. We'll open the floor for questions after the presentation concludes. Please note that the conference is being recorded. From PhoneBox Retail Limited, today we have with us Mr. Manish Patel, Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Jigar Desai, Promoter, and Mr. Harsh Kotak, Promoter. I now hand over the meeting to Mr. Harsh Kotak. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. So first, I think I'll take you to the one small presentation about the company with some financials go through, and then we will continue the Q&A session. So confirm me once when you are able to see my screen. I hope it is visible to everyone
Yes,
right now.
sir, it is visible.
So we will quickly go through about the PhoneBox Retail Limited. So some disclaimers. So on the journey side, if we say the PhoneBox Retail Limited, which we have established in 2021, the headquarters is in Ahmedabad, Gujarat right now. And PhoneBox Retail Limited is presently a very prominent player in a retail multi-brand mobile stores, right? Company originally founded as a private limited company, and then we have transitioned the company into a public limited company in 2023. And it has been listed to the National Stock Exchange on the February 2024. On the business overview, I'm covering a little quickly that PhoneBox Retail Limited is presently dealing in mobile phones mainly, and later on LED TV, AC, smart gadgets, accessories, and laptops right now. On the expansion, which already has been done, and some are the plans which are on track right now. In Gujarat, presently PhoneBox Retail Limited has 169 active stores, and 14 is in upcoming within this specific years. And in Maharashtra, 16 stores are already running, 9 is upcoming. This is the one we have invented, we have implemented in our organizations in last year, basically. And this basically has saved us from an illogical inventory management. So this we have implemented because we wanted to optimize our inventory level on the best performance to the store-wise, if we can say. So after implementing this Power BI, we have integrated our present POS along with the Power BI to streamline our purchase order management, to streamline the sales data analysis, which is like what store is being doing last year, what store is doing, same store is doing this year. So n number of analyses are there in this system. Active store analysis are there. The best thing about this software is optimizing the inventory level, that which inventory or which color model SKU and variant where it should place. The system is showing us the automated data, so that help us so much and help us in a more faster way to taking our decision more accurate. On the industry overview, if we discuss smartphone market in retail, right, in India, basically is nearly around $45 billion, and it is continue being growing every year by 8 to 10% till at least 29. This we have seen, this kind of growth we have seen in other developed country as well. This is same happening in India right now. The major reasons about this, that people are now more into and increasing the adoption of a smartphone, that keypad or feature phone users are now shifting to the smartphone, and the new generation, which is a first time mobile user, is already using the smartphone from day one. The another one is 5G technology. So on the 5G technology part, we have seen the transition from 2G to 3G, 3G to 4G, and 4G to 5G. So in all this transition, we have seen that the transition from 4G to 5G is the fastest ever till now. And many of people are changing, many of customers are changing their mobile phone from 4G to 5G on a very frequently right now. The pricing is being more affordable only because India is the biggest smartphone market right now after the China. And because of it, every brands wants to be have their greater market share on on of it brand is having their so much affordable pricing in India specifically. And as we all know that India has the largest population right now in the world, and our average age is 28 years, which are the tech savvy customers. So these are basic overview, some bullet points of about the mobile phone retail industry. Some market landscape I would also like to cover that there are online marketplaces are there, which is Amazon, Flipkart, and some official brand stores are somewhere selling a good amount of phones right now. Also, a physical retail is being increasing since last 2 years. If you see quarter on quarter data, online versus physical retail has near to equivalent before, if you see before 6 quarters. But since last 6 quarter, if you see the data, physical retail is being increasing every day. Telecom partnership, like the other countries, we thought it can increase the business, but in the other countries, it went successful. In India, Airtel has tried twice, but still, some people, I think Jio will going to be try next in the next year probably with the some smartphone brands. On the position of Phonebox Retail Limited, product range in the product range side, we sell all this. All the branded smartphone like Apple, Samsung, Vivo, Oppo, Xiaomi, along with the consumer durables of all the brands like AC only laptop and smart TVs. We run our business with the two models. The one is COCO stores where Phonebox invest 100% money and operating a store which is company-owned, company-operated kind of. And the another model is FOCO model where franchisee own some part. But the operation has been handled by the brand itself, by the company itself. So we run on a two different model on the market side. Product, as we discussed, we deal in phone accessories, consumer electronics, gadgets, tech accessories, and home electronics. Service, yes, on the installation part, like we sell the service, we sell the ACs, we sell the TV. So for that, we provide the installation services also. We have after sales dedicated team and insurance and extended warranty is an additional and to be very honest, it's a quite more profit-making services which we are selling. If we discuss about the history timeline of a company, we have established a company in 2021 by acquiring 11 mobile stores, which is My Mobile, based in Surat. And later on, we have acquired IHK Retail. The brand name is Phonebook, which is in Ahmedabad. So, in 2022, next year, we have seen that yes, we have achieved some good amount of turnover for the 90 crore on the first year. So we understand that acquisition and new store opening will be the key for future. So we have kept on acquiring a mom and pop store, which now don't want it to continue in the business that we have acquired, and we are increasing our footprints like in central Gujarat, like in South Gujarat, in Ahmedabad. In 2023, we decided to go on a public. So in the intimation in 2023, we have completed all our documentation, went for an IPO initiation, and 2024 we went to a public listing. And this year also we are started expanding into the nearest state, which is Maharashtra. This is our internal SOP, which is called a process. We research a market first. Research means wherever we wanted to open a stores, like we wanted to open a stores in Maharashtra, or we have seen that there are good amount of opportunities are there in Maharashtra. Like Maharashtra is a very growing market. Per capita income is high. Disposal income is quite high. So we have chosen the first state, which is Maharashtra, to expand. We assess the customer. We understand the buying behavior of the specific geography. And based on it, we place our product placement. Like some markets are like high ASP where we need to kept our Samsung, Apple premium phone inventory high. Some markets are like affordable market where we need to kept below 15,000, below 20,000 models on the SKU part of the inventory management. And that's how we run our retail operations. And once the all is done, there is a customer services are there that about the payment method. They wanted to pay in cash or they wanted to pay, go through an affordable pricing. Like they wanted to avail EMI services, which is a zero cost EMI and all. So this is a basic sales process, which every retail company has. These are our target market actually that we call a tech savvy customer, which is a young customer. They know the what is technology is ongoing. So That's what our target market is. Young professional, which is already a tech savvy, which is linked with each other. And families, we would like to connect, just because if we connect with one family, we will get at least 3 to 4 customers, 3 to 4 consumers from a specific family. As we discussed business model, there are 34 stores are directly company-owned, company-operated stores right now, and 150 stores are being franchisee-owned, but the operation under Soundbox management. Some awards and achievements we have received till so far from Samsung in S24, we have become the best performer in the best region. Some end number of achievements, some of achievements I'm showing you right away. These are some P&L H1 25, H1 24, and H2 24. Just a quick go through about from that, we are increasing our revenue from H1 24 to H1 25, which is 17% has been increased. On the income side, which you are showing minus, which is just nothing but an income tax refund is there. The interest this time we have got a faster refund, so less interest we have earned. Nothing else than that. So total income we have grown by 70%. Total expense, yes, it's been grown by 18%. So we are expanding ourselves. So definitely the some expenses will be there, but we have seen the growth and expenses are completely managed equally right now. On the EBITDA part, we have been a flat last year H1 versus this year H1. Depreciation is little higher comparatively. EBITDA is again nearly flat, but we have decreased our finance cost this year. So finance cost has a robust decreasing, as you see, from 93% decrease. So our PBT has increased compared to last H1 24, which is 10%. Tax remains the same. Obviously, the income rises, tax rises definitely. And the PAT is 11%, we have increased. This is what our overall P&L part. On the balance sheet part, equity capital remains the same last year versus this year. Reserve we have increased almost by more than 10%, we have increased in the reserves. So, this is some part of a balance sheet which we'll take a quick go through, and also this will cover in your Q&A session also. So these are some analysis which we have seen about their financial. We have increased the 17% into a revenue expense management. Despite higher revenue, the total expense is also grown equivalent to the revenue part. On the finance cost, as I have discussed already, that a notable 33% reduction is there into our finance cost. In the profit after tax, the PAT, we have grown by 11%. So reserve is also increased as we discussed. And the next is the key ratios, like revenue has been increased 17%, PAT 11%, and PBT is 10% from H1 24 to H1 25. These are some brand partnerships we are doing, and number of brands, nearly 70, 80 brands we are working with. Robust financing partnership, which is affordable, to make a device affordable, to give the best EMI schemes to our customers. These are our team. Mr. Manish Bhai Patel, who is the founder, promoter, and chairman, executive director of a company who has an experience of more than 17 years into restaurant business and retail distribution industries and retail consumer industries. Amit Kumar Patel, who is a founder, promoter, and managing director, has a more than 8+ years experience in restaurant and retail distribution sectors. Jigar Desai, who is a promoter, comes from a very professional background with more than 16+ year experience in retail distribution industry. Parth Desai, who is a promoter, executive director, and CFO, who is mainly running our financials documents of the company. So that's all from my side, from the phone box sides. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Please raise your hand to ask your question.
हेलो, हेलो,
हेलो.
कैन आई आस्क अ क्वेश्चन हियर?
यस सर, प्लीज गो अहेड.
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर दी प्रेजेंटेशन. सो माय क्वेश्चन इज रिलेटेड टू दी बोरोइंग पार्ट. सो लास्ट ईयर वी हैड अ बोरोइंग ऑफ ₹18 लाख इन FY24. इन सेप्टेम्बर 24 इट रोज टू 2.3 CR, राइट? इन सेप्टेम्बर 24 एज ऑन डेट. बट विथ इफ वी सी द इंटरेस्ट ऑन दोज बोरोइंग्स, FY24 क्लॉक्ड 58 लाख, बट इन सेप्टेम्बर 24 इट क्लॉक 2.25 लाख. सो इज देर एनी फाइनेंस कॉस्ट दैट वी हैव नॉट बुकड और समथिंग विच इज मिसमैचिंग? इज देर एनी मिसमैच विथ रिस्पेक्ट टू द बोरोइंग दैट वी हैव
Hello.
अवेल?
So I'll tell you. So what is borrowing? So we are selling phones on EMIs, right? So this is like we sell our phone first, and after 7 8 days we received a payment from a specific NBFC brands. So now they have recently started one services that they are giving advance money. For example, there is a Bajaj Finance. So they give us 1 crore rupees in advance. We need to reimburse those money by selling phones on the Bajaj Finance, which will cost us on zero interest. So we have some specific days to recover it. For example, if Bajaj Finance has given us 1 crore rupees for next 30 days on a zero interest, where we need to sell phones on the Bajaj Finance to recover those 1 crore rupees. For example, if we fail to achieve 1 crore rupees, for example, we have completed 80 lakhs rupees only in 30 days. So rest 20 lakhs we have to return to the Bajaj Finance on last day. So this is what the capital which we are getting without any cost of interest. So that's what basically increased, nothing else than that. And when you see a finance cost part, so why it has been decreased? So till last year, any finance company like NBFC, like again, say the Bajaj Finance, HDFC Finance, and all, they were not giving any kind of incentives. They are taking a cost from us to sell the products to the customers on their EMIs. This year they have introduced some incentive programs. They are giving us a target to achieve. If we achieve, they give us an incentive. So on the cost side, we are giving some cost to the finance companies to avail those services for our customers. But when we achieve those target, the cost comes little lesser just because the brand is giving us an incentive also. So that's the reason there is a quite lesser finance cost in this H125.
So that means you are getting a interest-free loan kind of amount
Yes,
that you
yes,
are
yes.
utilizing. Oh, okay.
That we utilize on the inventory optimization by cash and carry and avail more amount of incentive.
All right. And sir, one more question with respect to PAT. So this year the PAT remains flat with if we compare to the last H1. So is what's the reason?
No, from
And
H1 it is grown by 11%.
okay,
From H1 it
but
is grown by 11%. From H2, if you see, it becomes a flat. So I'll tell you the reason. H1 is basically from April to September month, and H2 is from October to March month. All the bigger festival for consumer side, it is falling in H2 always. For any years,
okay.
if you see H1 24 versus H1 25, in the PAT we have grown by 11%. But
Okay,
last year H2 24 versus H1 25, we are nearly flat. And the profit ratio is always 45-55. Usually it becomes like this for any retail brand, which is 45% of their entire year's 45% profit falls into H1 and 55% profit falls into H2.
okay. So, sir, what is your target? Any guidance on that for this financial year, FY25, in
This
terms of PAT?
year, we were nearly targeting on the PAT side. If we discuss, we were nearly targeting around 4 crore rupees of a PAT this year.
Okay. All right. Okay, sir. This is it from my side. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We'll take the next question from Mr. Agam.
Hello everyone. Myself Agam sir. First of all, appreciate for 11% grow in paid. So well done guys. Second thing, I just want to ask that I have source of IDC, International Development Global. They have clearly mentioned that in report, they have predicted that 7.2% growth in our mobile segment. Right, and you predict that 8 to 10% in our market segment year on year up to 2029. So whether it is justifiable, we can achieve that 8 to 10%.
See, I'll tell you why we can achieve this. So the first thing is IDC is predicting 7.2% growth year on year. But when you
Yes.
see that market is getting changed, that people are now shifting from mom and pop stores, the small retail stores, to brands retail stores. This is shifting has been happening. The moment new generation, for example, that in today's, if a father wants to buy a phone, usually their children decide where to go and how to spend and which model a father should buy. So the young people are now a decision makers from where to buy and what to buy. So there will be a 7.2% growth of industry overall. But as we have already shown that last year even the IDC has predicted 8% growth of the business year on year, and we have grown by 17%. Right. So yes, IDC is predicting overall country's growth, but we know that by opening a brand store or opening a good environment store, we can at least be more 2, 3%, 4% more than the IDC predictions.
I got your point, Harsh. Just I want to ask that is there any strategy for attracting young people? Like you have any build strategy like buy one get an offer? No, this is maybe not. Yeah,
So
please, please.
every calendar year we decide our marketing activities, that what we will going to be covering next year. So 2024, when we are about to close our marketing activity plan, we have added one more thing this year to attract the young people, that we have added a college activities to attract the young peoples. Like any new model is getting launched, we will launch him with the permission of big colleges like Nirma or this IBC or something kind of. So to attract the young people, so this new activity which we are adding in 2025 marketing plan.
So this is all through AI route. May I am right, Ram? Right, us?
Sorry?
You are strategy through in colleges. So may you have to show them AI, how AI work in education and our new
Most of AI kind of use of AI, use of ChatGPT, how to not to be in a trap with the cyber fraud. So when we spread the education with the name of PhoneBox, people will gain more trust. The young people will get more trust that we should go here. This people is educating also, not only selling the phones.
Okay. Actually, I had one more question. The new report will published by IDC. They clearly mentioned that the premium segment like Apple 15 or 14, Samsung S24 like series, they are grown by 22% premium. And and secondly, yes. And the second thing you will show in the middle premium segment like 25 to 45,000 mobile phone. So they are just
Yes.
growing by normal 670%. So is there you have any planning for buying S24 or either Apple's or Samsung premium brand first then other competitor? So you have any strong contact or under tender pass or other meetings that give answer
Yes,
that
yes, yes, yes.
you will receive more product like other than him.
Yes,
Or
so
one
there
more
are some
question.
advantages. Yeah.
One more question that
I'm just
as a
noting down
device,
your this question here.
as a more increasing device cost, and China now constantly exporting their mobile phone to our Indian So is there any we have plan for
Yeah.
importing from China, or rather we have on based on our Indian manufacturing?
No, it will be based, it will be completely, now we need to be rely on the Indian manufacturing only. But when you import a finished good, right? So this entire channel is work on a distribution management method. So we cannot import directly. If we import directly, it will cost us more compared to any other. The reason is, you know the finished good stamp duty, you know the finished good import duty and all. These are comparatively more high if we make a production in India. So it's a distribution model. However, we if we wish, we cannot import from China and sell the goods without any proper channel plan. So we need to go on a distribution plan only. So there is no any plan to import any phones from China and sell here or import from any other company. Now India is becoming a biggest manufacturing hub also slow and steadily the factory is increasing. Every brand is now being a make in India. If you see, Apple has started their entire production last year in India. This year they have started it Pro Max series also manufactured in India. Samsung is 100% make in India. Xiaomi has been 100% making Oppo, Vivo, all the brands are now dependent on the 100% making India. If they don't become a make in India, they won't survive because of the duties are comparatively much more higher on the finished good compared to the CVD parts. That's what the one thing I have answered from your China side. The second thing, which you said, the premiumization, as IDC is already saying, the market will be going to grow by 7.5% year on year. But premiumization is happening every year. Like more than 30,000 or more than 40,000 segment will have a more grown compared to the below 30,000 phones. So yes, there is a science also, there is a human mentality also if we discuss. So for example, if somebody is using a phone worth rupees 25,000 today, 99% of a people will not going to decrease the model. For example, if you are using a 25,000 rupees phone today, you will not going to buy a 20,000 phone when you are upgrading. Why it is called upgrading? Because you will always going to spend much more higher. When any country has a good amount of penetration of a smartphone, and when so now India has a good amount of penetration of smartphone, so now people are changing their phones. When they change, they go to the more premiumization side. So when the average India price was nearly around 11,000, 12,000, at that time new users were coming, new people are experiencing the products. Now they have made a good amount of experience. Now they are upgrading themselves into the high-end products. So high-end products will definitely going to have a good amount of market share in upcoming time. And the second part you have discussed about the stock part. So all the brands have a separate RTMs. RTMs means they call it a retail trades kind of. So the one RTM is there, for example, if you discuss about Apple or Samsung. So the one RTM is their exclusive store. The second RTM is a retail chains like us. Like we are there, some other are people are there in other states. Third is their mom and pop stores, which is a single stores. So obviously they are giving a priority on the stock allotment to the retail chain store and the exclusive stores. Since last 2 years, we have seen that they are giving more priority to the retail chain stores or the multi-brand stores compared to the exclusive stores. And there is a reason behind it. So what they are saying that if there is a Samsung or Apple exclusive store, we give stocks to a specific store. So customer is coming by seeing a board of Apple, seeing a board of Samsung. That's the Samsung and Apple customer is already. But if we give good amount of stocks to a multi-brand outlet, our market share can be increased because at the multi-brand outlet, all kind of customers are coming. Customers coming for Oppo also, for Vivo also, for Xiaomi also. There is a chance this customer might get converted. The customer came with a mind to buy a Vivo and might get converted to the Samsung, so they can increase their market share. That's how since last 2 years, all these brands have allocated more amount of units to the retail chain multi-brand outlets now.
Okay, thank you. Second thing, there is any prediction? First of all, my question, sorry for interrupting. Second thing, Mumbai is right now fast growing in fast growing city in our India. So don't you think people are coming to retail players rather than on online buying? Because you know about the e-commerce growing up, big billion days are continuously big billion
Yes,
sales are coming on.
people are doing. So, as I told earlier, that since last 6 quarter, this online sales is kept on decreasing. There is a reason behind it. So the first reason is this: both of e-commerce company is in now under a profit pressures. Like if even if it is an Amazon, even if it is a Flipkart, both are under a profit pressure right now. Earlier, this brand were used to work on 1% margin. The brand is giving only 1%, and these people are selling phones with a very competitive price. Now, because of a profit pressure, their minimum ask has also increased, and that's the reason the brands have started focusing on the mainline retail stores, like retail chain stores, because they don't want it. The brands don't want it to be dependent on a one or two player across the nations. They wanted their dependency on the hundred of peoples. So the one th that's the reason that online is kept on increasing. Yes, quick commerce will going to be increased. That is for sure, and that is increasing. We are seeing, and we are into a discussion with some of quick commerce to get listed our products.
Okay, but don't you think they are buying from our retail or distribution? They have their contacts in market. They directly buy from manufacturing. As you said, in Apple in now in
No,
India,
no. Many
Xiaomi.
manufacturers in the mobile line, manufacturers will not going to list their things on the e-commerce, on the quick commerce part. As in 2018, there was some agreements happen, or there was some mutual understanding happen between the brands and between the retailers during the 2018 Big Billion Days, when every retailers has stopped selling a specific models of a specific brands. So from that day now. For example, PhoneBox has a stores in Gujarat only, or in some part of Maharashtra. Yes, PhoneBox can be listed on the quick commerce platform to sell their products. But brands, if you see on the mobile phone side, no brands is directly entering into a quick commerce part. In some part of northern India, like Gurgaon and Delhi, some part, iPhone is there on quick commerce right now, and their reseller, their exclusive store Unicorn is selling, not Apple is directly selling. So these people are not getting involved directly into the quick commerce. They will run their entire project through some retailers.
Okay, I got your point. Second thing, why don't you we expand our business in Rajasthan or Madhya Pradesh? They are also niche market for us, like Gujarat. We have also we have
It is,
100%
it is.
cover in Gujarat and Maharashtra. So I think that
So
Rajasthan or please, please, sir, please tell.
yeah, so what is the reason behind it? First, we have expanded ourselves in Gujarat. But for any business, marketing or advertisement is the must. So now when we doing a marketing or promotions in Gujarat, this basically cost us very less compared to compared to Maharashtra, because we have a good amount of footprint in Gujarat state. If we give a print ads or a paper ads kind of things, so the amount of footfall which we received on our stores, that is cost us very less. So first we think we need to open our footprint first, and later on we need to work on a marketing. If we open Rajasthan immediately, this will lead to a loss. To opening any new state, there are n number of equations we do on the back end side, like what will be our cost, how we will run the model, will it be a cost effective or not. So we have seen that Maharashtra has the highest disposable income right now. So we have chosen Maharashtra first, Maharashtra except Mumbai first. Rest of Maharashtra, which we call like Pune, Aurangabad, Kolhapur, Vidarbha, like Nagpur and all, there we will expand first once we have a good amount of footprint in Maharashtra. Presently, we have only 16 stores live right now. And Maharashtra, at least we can open at least 100 stores. That's a good potential over there. So once we will end up with the Maharashtra, then we will open some new states.
Okay, so the just last question. So we have any prediction for 25 or 26? Like we have growth, we have some prediction like we have profit like this, PAT are growing like this. So we can value our EPS and then we can value our price. You know.
On the revenue
So
part,
we have. Yes,
we are
please,
thinking
please.
that. Yes, Yagam, you complete your question, not to worry.
No, please, please, sir, please tell me. My
Yeah,
suggestion, please tell me.
So by FY26, we are nearly projecting revenue around 700 crores with the PAT of at least 8 crore rupees, because this is what our target is. There is a reason behind it. We have incremented a good amount of our commercials with the brands in this year. So this will impact us very, very well on our balance sheet by 26.
Okay, so thank you so much, Harsh, for giving us answer up for right time. So it will give me a trust on our company. Thank you so much. This is myself, Agam Shah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
We'll take the next question from Mr. Dheeraj. Mr. Kushal, you can ask your question.
Sure. Hi, Harshbhai. Thanks for having this call
Hi.
here.
Thank you.
Harshbhai, has there been a slowdown in our growth strategy? Because last time we had a discussion, our plan was to do roughly 8 crore profit this year itself. And also, I'm seeing last 2, 3 years, we were growing at roughly 100% in 23. We grow at roughly 50% in 24. So why has growth slowed so much for us? Now we are growing only at 17%.
Oh, yes. On the cost side, if you discuss, we have increased a little amount of expenses into the other state first. We have seen that other competitions are going into the other state without setting up any proper infrastructures, like their manpower management or the proper organization structure or their warehousing cost and all. So earlier, this was not in our thought to invest all this money or to have an expense of all this money, but we have seen that other retail chains are getting failed without without opening a proper infrastructure, so that some expenses has led us on this year. So only because of it, we are showing a little lesser PAT compared to what we have expected.
Sir, on the top line growth side, our growth is only 17% this half year. Last full year, it was around
Yes.
52%. So, 17%, I was assuming, is your same store sales growth. And there would be some
Out of
incremental growth.
17%, 11%. So if we split it, 11% is the same store growth.
Okay. So,
Some
on the new
expansion.
store openings, there hasn't been a high growth.
No, because the stores will take a little time to get matured.
Understood. Sir, what is our store count guidance for the next 2 years, FY25, FY26, maybe
To
FY27 also?
be
Because
very
we right now have.
honest, to be very honest, we are more now into a revenue side, that to increment the revenue instead of targeting the number of stores, right? Because if we set a target of number of stores, this will lead to an unwanted expenses. So our first target is to increment the revenue. If we feel that store or a location will give us a good amount of revenue, good amount of profit, then only we will open the stores over there. So there is no hurry on the store count. Like if we are not committing anything on that part, that we will open 250 new stores next year or 300 stores next year. No, this is not in our plan. Our plan is to increase the revenue first from the same store, and by expanding some good stores, which can lead us to lead to a each store profit.
Understood. So this year, what is our top line and bottom line guidance? And for the next year, what is our top line? Next year, I think you already said 700
Yeah,
crore
yeah,
and
yeah.
7, 8 crore, right? Next year.
So we have split 2 years, to be honest. In 2024, we have thought that we have implemented some SOPs when we have incorporated the company. But in 24, we believe that we can grow with this present SOP also, but we cannot run fast with the present SOPs or the present structure of working. So in 24, moreover, we have did so many corrections in the system, so many correction in the SOP, so many correction in the purchase order side, inventory management side. So 24 is the year where we wanted to structurize ourselves. So if we run tomorrow, we will not going to be fall. So 24 we did all the structures to be done, and 25 our core focus will be only sales, because we have set up all the things on the back end side. Automated purchase order are there, automated inventory management are there, automated targets management are there. So now this year 2025, we have only one thing to focus, which is a per square feet per store revenue, and we are also introducing a per person revenue this year.
Understood, sir. Just wanted to know this year revenue guidance then and profit guidance for this year. I think you said 4 crores.
Sorry, your voice has broken. Sorry, I have not heard it.
Can you hear me now? Is it audible?
You're right now.
I was saying, what is our revenue target for this year, FY25?
Revenue target for this year, FY25, our revenue target is 400 crore plus at least.
Understood.
If we calculate with tax, it will nearly around, so it is without tax, we are seeing. On the balance sheet part, on the tax, with the tax, it will lead around 460, 470 crore.
And sir, how will your EBITDA margin increase going forward? I mean, when you have more sales, you can negotiate more. Any guidance on that
Yes,
for
so
next year?
probably this year, H1 25. We are 25, when 25 we started. Our first focus for this year is to increase, to lower our COGS part, right? How we can more negotiate with the brand, how we can get a good amount of margin. For example, if we increase at least 1% of margin from some of the brands, it will also lead us on a good impact on the balance sheet part. So in some of the brands, like openly I'm saying, on the some of the brands like Samsung, Vivo and Xiaomi, we are successful this year to increment our margin. And for rest of the brands, we are working closely with the brands to increase our margin.
So you are saying next year we might see slightly higher EBITDA margins also, right?
Yes. This year we have already implemented in three brands. We are already successful to in negotiation with the three brands, which is Samsung, Vivo and Xiaomi. Some Oppo, OnePlus is under discussion, that management is discussing day to day with these brands, negotiating on the margin part also.
Fair enough. Thank you, Arshad. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay.
Do we have any other question?
I have more questions if there are no other questions. I can.
So please go ahead.
Sure. Thank you. Harsh bhai, geographic expansion and COCO and FOCO का split क्या रहेगा going forward? I mean, let's say if we open 10 stores, how much will be franchisee and how much will be company owned in the coming years?
30 will be company owned and 7 will be franchisee owned, company operated.
Understood. So ये सारी ग्रोथ विल बी एसेट लाइट ग्रोथ बिकॉज दीज विल बी
Yeah,
फ्रेंचाइजी
because
ओन्ड.
we have invented this model only because with the less investment, company is getting good amount of profit on the another model. But we also need to open COCO stores because we don't want it. So there will count will be 70-30. Like 70% count will be a FOCO stores and 30% count will be a COCO store. But if you see into a detail on the revenue side, it will be a 50-50. We want at least more than 50% contribution should be come from the company-owned, company-operated stores. If this comes, we will be more success. We will get the more success to negotiating with the brand side. So count
Understood, sir.
should be 70-30 and the revenue should be 50-50.
And our geographic expansion plan is right now in Maharashtra and Gujarat only.
Gujarat, we have almost covered. Some of the districts which we have not covered, there we will open. And Maharashtra is still blank for us. We have opened only 16 stores. Good and well opportunities are there. So 2025, our more focus will be on Maharashtra only. And when after Maharashtra, the state which we will open will be mostly Madhya Pradesh before Rajasthan.
And sir, in your franchisee expansion, how does it work? I mean, if I'm operating a mobile store based out of, let's say, Maharashtra, do you acquire existing mobile stores in your franchisee-owned?
No, existing stores we acquire. There will be a new expansion. There will be a new store, new location where we open.
Okay, I was under impression that existing store will convert into your brand because they will get higher margins on mobile
This
sales.
will happen. So brands are restricting on the same part. Brands doesn't allow it because brand has also a cost. For example, there is a mom and pop store where brand margin, any brand's margin cost is 6%. If it has been acquired with phone box, their margin cost will increase. So the brands is not allowed this. And also we don't want it to do this on the same location. Multiple reasons. If we ask the franchisee partner to renovate the store based on phone box, they will say, no, it is okay, blah, blah, kind of things. So we always want a new investment. When the new investment comes, the new seriousness also comes together. So we would like to open at the new place, new locations only, not into the converting any existing stores. Because converting existing stores will not be a profitable for us also.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Now I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Harsh for the closing comments.
Thank you. It was a great interaction with all of you. With all your questions, the one thing which is good is that we also understand that in which direction we have to work, how investors sees the company and all. So it was a great interaction with all of you. Thank you. Thank you so much for to having on a call. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
On behalf of Phonebox Retail Limited, I thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect from the meeting.